Phil Collins' current single, it's called Take Me Home, from his current album. 28 minutes past 7, and we have the result of the last Bits and Pieces quiz for some time. And details of the new quiz we have for you this morning, right after Time Bandits. And it's an endless road, and I want you to know my love. Time Bandits on Q102 in the morning. It's an endless road, and I want you to know, my love. It's 7:32, waking up to Tuesday with Q102. I'm Scott Williams. This is the Q Breakfast. How are you today? And we have the result of last week's Bits and Pieces. Last Bits and Pieces for some few weeks to come. And the answer, first of all, the solution was My Two Tooth from Denise LaSalle, In Too Deep, Dead or Alive, Tomb of Memories from Paul Young, Life in One Day from Howard Jones, History from Mai Tai, and Johnny, Won't You Come Home from the Fine Young Cannibals. Wasn't too difficult as things worked out. And the winner of 10 albums from Dolphin Discs is Jim Conway. From 33 Edenvale Road, Ranelagh in Dublin 6. Jim Conway, 33 Edenvale Road, Ranelagh in Dublin 6. Jim, you'll be hearing from us. You've won 10 albums. Congratulations, sir. And starting this morning, we have our new quiz. It's called Beat the Intro. And while we were putting that together last week, funny thing happened to me down in the Q's Vinyl Vaults.
Oh, hello again. Scott Williams down here in the Q's Vinyl Vaults. Professor Harold.
Scott Williams, eh? Still working for us, then?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Looking for a new format?
No, a new quiz, actually. It's the Dolphin Discs Beat the Intro competition. Dolphin Discs are giving away 2 albums a day if you can guess the record before the intro ends.
Well, I figure that.
Oh, you will, Harold. I'm sure you will eventually. Anyway, listen in each weekday morning at 8:30 to the Dolphin Discs Beat the Intro quiz right here on Q102.
Hey, you don't happen to have Catch a Falling Star? Great record, though.
Scott Williams.
Catch a Falling Star? No, we won't have any Perry Como records in it. We're playing Beat the Intro at 8:30 this morning, and we'll be inviting your calls to play the game very shortly. It's 27 minutes to 8. Here's Atlantic Star.
I
Early in the morning on Tuesday with Atlantic Star. It's called Silver Shadow. On the time now, 22 minutes to 8.
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new. Lying in my bed, thinking of you, I realize nothing is new. You say you love me, but want success. I say you're lying, nothing has changed. This is a sign of the times, needs a lot to come. This is a sign of the times, time to be alone. Why do we go on with this useless love affair when it seems to me that you don't really care? I realize now nothing is new. Time to live my life without you.
In the neighborhood, Amanda's call it
Price Busters!
Mandy's Hamburger Restaurant, a Connell Bridge, are busting prices to give you the best value in all of Dublin.
Price Busters!
We serve our large Cokes now in a bucket-sized cup to give you the biggest value ever. Cokes at only 65 pence.
Price Busters!
Our large crispy chips are only 65 pence.
Price Busters!
Our big regular burger, which has not one but two pieces of meat, fresh onions, lettuce and tomato, is only 75 pence. For the best value and keenest prices, come on in to Mandy's on O'Connell Street.
Pricebusters!
At Mandy's, we give you more.
The time has come for me to play.
The name of the game is Bruce's Lucky Deal. If you want to play, just pull into Shell and pick up a card. There's a £15,000 jackpot every fortnight, or you might win as much as £10,000 straight if you play your cards right.
You can play Bruce's Lucky Deal at the Shell station now, and every card can be a winner.
Tuesday's Good Breakfast, it's 18 minutes to 8 now, and here's Anne with a look at the morning papers.
Thank you, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and you're looking fine and well.
Thank you.
It's amazing how many times Anglo-Irish matters or anything remotely related to the Northern problem make the headlines in the papers, indeed at times the lead story. And today the Irish Times leads with such a story. Consultative role for Dublin, part of deal, runs the headline. And I often think that if progress on the North could be affected simply by the amount of coverage it gets in the press, then we would all have been living happily together a long time ago. While the heavy showers and generally ferocious weather over the holiday weekend may have been the source of irritation and disappointment to many, It can't have been anything short of calamitous to many farmers whose crops were destroyed by the downfalls. A story in the Times tells me that in some parts of the country there was a total loss of hay. All cereals have been damaged to some extent and harvesting has been rendered almost impossible in some areas. Mind you, it was the Dublin area that had the heaviest rainfall in the past 24 hours, a record 11 millimetres. I'm afraid I don't know what that is in inches, being a totally normalised metric person. Further on in the paper, news that Ballinspittle has been put on the map, courtesy of some divine intervention. Ballinspittle is, of course, the town in County Cork, where sightings of a moving Virgin Mary statue have been reported. The believers and the unbelievers are all flocking to the tiny town. And also in the paper, on this 40th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, an extensive report on the first nuclear blast. I'll be back with news at 8.
I think it's about half an inch, actually, Cass.
A millimetre?
Yeah, 11 millimetres.
Oh, yes.
About half an inch. 17 okay. Minutes to 8 now.
Right now, Q102's reporters are on the streets of Dublin, giving away £10 in cash.
Excuse me, what radio station do you listen to?
Q102.
How often do you listen?
All the time.
Well done, you've just won £10 in cash.
Oh, great, that's brilliant.
When do you listen to Q102?
I listen to it in the morning time, just before I go to work. Scott Williams is excellent, really, really good.
You too could be queued in for £10 in cash if your answer is all the time.
Scott Williams.
Thank you.
It's 13 minutes to 8 on Tuesday morning on Q102. It's the Pointer Sisters from the new LP Contact. That's called Pound, Pound, Pound. At 8:30 this morning, playing a brand new quiz. It's called Beat the Intro. We're going to play that. We will be inviting your calls very soon. But now here's Denise LaSalle. Denise LaSalle, Don't Mess With My Toot Toot on Q102 in the morning. 8.5 minutes to 8 now. And if you'd like to play Beat the Intro at 8:30 with us, you'd like to be one of the numbers to be considered this morning, call us now, please, at 765-684 and give us your name and telephone number. 765-684 if you want to play Beat the Intro, and you could win a total of 4 albums this morning right here on Q102. That's 765-684 if you would like to play Beat the Intro this Tuesday morning. These are the Cars, re-release. This is Drive.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late?
2:02 in the morning with the Cars, Rick O'Kasek and the boys. That's Drive from Heartbeat City. It's 4:08, heading towards the news at 8:00 with Anne Katzen. And to take us up there, here's China Crisis.
Change.
still believe in Black Man Ray. It's Tuesday's Q Breakfast on Q102. I'm Scott Williams. Good morning. These long weekends, not really for me, you know. You get out of training. The 8 o'clock news is next, and we're back with that great song from the Eurythmics.
Out of the blue sky shines the summer sun, warming, tanning, but also drying up the natural oils that keep your skin soft and smooth. So what's the answer? Nivea Cream. Rich, moisturizing. Used every day and last thing at night, Nivea Cream penetrates deep into your skin to prevent summer dryness. Nivea Cream.
How do you feel after the run?
Fairly good, but it was fairly warm out there.
Is that the longest run you've had?
Yeah, on road it is, all right.
What are you drinking there?
Lucozade. Gives me plenty of energy.
Oh, that's great, yeah. It's a good cut off that.
Well, what would you fancy to drink?
Oh, Lucozade, surely.
Beautiful.
Give me more energy.
Sparkling golden Lucozade. A true source of energy. When you've really earned it, it's unbeatable.
Lucozade replaces lost energy.
That's exactly what I need now.
Hello, Evening Herald Small Ads. Can I help you?
On AM and stereo FM, this is Q102.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Anne Casson. Hiroshima has been commemorating today's 40th anniversary of the atomic bomb which flattened the city in 1945. The Japanese Prime Minister headed a gallery of speakers who demanded the abolition of nuclear weapons. A crowd of 55,000 people gathered at the city's peace park earlier this morning to pray for peace. In the north, the RUC were called to a Craigavon council meeting last night as trouble broke out. 9 council members and 2 Sinn Féin councillors had refused to sign a special declaration against terrorism. Police were called in following rowdy exchanges between councillors of opposing parties. Earlier this year, the unionist-controlled council tried unsuccessfully to form special committees excluding Sinn Féin members. And members of the IRA's American fundraising organisation NORAID have been on a tour of Ulster without their publicity director, Mr. Martin Galvin. The 3 NORAID coaches were trailed by the RUC, who occasionally joined the convoy and watched from helicopters. The leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Mr. Ian Paisley, said the British government should have banned the entire NORAID delegation from entering the north. In the United States, President Reagan has said that America would be willing to join the Soviet Union in halting nuclear tests, but only when present tests of MX missiles end. A White House spokesman has stressed that Mr. Reagan's remarks do not represent a new initiative. He added that the United States had long supported the idea of negotiations about a test ban. In Britain, the BBC's Board of Governors is to meet today over the banning of a film on terrorism in the north. The meeting follows talks yesterday between the BBC chairman, the director general and the BBC Board of Management. More support was declared yesterday for tomorrow's strike in protest at the decision to stop the film. Britain could face a national radio and television news blackout tomorrow if the strike action goes ahead. Finally, the weather forecast, cool at first with a few light showers, warm and dry in the afternoon. The winds are western-northwestern direction, force 4 to 5 on coasts, and Dublin's temperature rising to 20 degrees Celsius. We'll have headlines at 20 past 8, our next news at 9.
Q102. Scott Williams, wake up with Q102.
Must be talking to an angel.
It's a multitude of angels, and they're playing with my heart.
Doesn't it feel like a Monday morning? In fact, it's a Tuesday. We're back after the holiday weekend. Eurythmics, there must be an angel playing with my heart. Can you feel him strum? It's 7 minutes past eight. Hello again. Scott Williams in for the Q Breakfast. On the day after the holiday, when everybody feels just a little bit tired, actually. We're playing Beat the Intro at 8:30 this morning, but now here's Paul Young with the Tomb of Memories.
Simple words
The LP is The Secret of Association, Paul Young and the Tomb of Memories. It's Tuesday morning in Q102, 10 and a half minutes past eight now. Madonna fever grips the papers again this morning. And she's always a lady, really, to cover all angles, because she's getting married in about 10 days' time, as we've heard last week. But at this early stage in the proceedings, Madonna and fiancé Sean Penn have signed a divorce pact. The divorce pact is, if they ever get divorced, which in Los Angeles seems to be inevitable, neither will take the other person's money. Did you know that?
Oh,